Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Abihu Tamir, who's CEO at Kanabo.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, we're quite happy here, I think. It's a very good first day. No complaints here.
And so, I mean, the valuation, I've got to ask this, I suppose, the valuation of 6.5 pence versus what we're now sort of 18 pence. Do you think that the market, you know, you were too pessimistic before, or you think the market's too optimistic now? What's your, or do you think it's about right?
Well, this is a, you know, a discussion that we will have with our bankers if they offer the value too low, but it's water under the bridge, you know. Yeah. It is what it is now. But we know the potential of this market. We see the value of these type of companies that are cannabis and definitely cannabis company that has an IP and defendable IP. The valuations can be even triple than what we have today. So that makes sense.
Right. I mean, one of the things, the headlines you see in the newspapers is that, you know, this is the first, you know, cannabis, you know, like proper cannabis IPO. Is the reason for the massive valuation, or the valuation and the enthusiasm we're seeing, is it just because we waited so long? It was like a dam bursting. You know, it's been so long that, you know, it's the market sort of catching up with the reality of the potential in this market.
I want to take credit for Kanabo, but obviously it's not only Kanabo. This is an industry that is opening for the first time for the investor community in the UK. Therefore, it is something that will trigger a lot of excitement. And anyone can see what happened in North America. Companies' valuation reached billions of dollars on the first year of trading. And I'm not saying that's exactly what's going to happen in the UK, but people are forgetting that the UK and definitely Europe altogether is a bigger market than North America. In the end of the day, the potential of the market here is definitely not less than North America.
And just in terms of your USP, because I think, you know, that's the thing, there'll be a bit of a gold rush in this area now. When investors are looking at Kanabo, what should they be thinking of? What are the bullet points that they should remember to distinguish you from the others? What do you think your USPs are?
So we are, if you're looking at the cannabis industry, we are in this segment, the fastest growing segment in the industry, and one that has a massive barrier to entry to others, because Kanabo is playing in a vaporization segment. This segment is massive in North America. Usually you see around 30 to 33% of all sales of cannabis products are vape cartridges. So that's a very strong segment, a very stable. On top of it, Kanabo is gonna bring to the market now the first medical device, cannabis vaporizer. That means that there's a massive barrier to entry to others to come. Because in order to get a medical device certified by CE mark in Europe, is a medical device. This is a work that took us more than 2 years. And in addition to development, you have the regulation itself. And we built the hardware from the bottom up. And then you still need to bring into this hardware the right formulations and develop the medicine itself, the cannabis medicine. And so you are in one of the fastest growing segment, the biggest segment, if you're putting aside cannabis flowers of the industry, one of the most exciting industries that we have right now. And on top of it, Kanabo will have the first mover advantage in the European market or in any real medical market, and reoccurring revenue model, similar as an espresso, where patient or user is buying the device and then reoccurring revenue through selling the cartridges and the pods.
So you've got a lead in terms of the development. You've got a unique niche, the fastest growing niche in your space, and you've basically done all the dirty work that other, you know, the barriers to entry you've overcome those. So it ticks all the sort of the boxes, the traditional boxes in your space, or in any space, in fact.
Yeah, in almost any space, I agree. But in this case, you're in an industry that by itself growing in a very, very fast speed.
Right, and finally, just I mean, once the parties stop today and the champagne is the bubbles have died down, what is going to be the near term strategy? What are you going to do now with Canibo?
We're going to launch the medical device and the medical products first half of this year, UK, then Germany, then Israel, and then across Europe. The wellness product line that is already in the market in Germany is going to be launched in UK in the upcoming month, and building the sales and marketing team in UK, and that's the team that will leverage the sales across Europe.
Javi Utumaya, CEO at Canibo, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.